Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of November 28th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. I hope you had a fabulous Thanksgiving. I'm posting this podcast a little early today because my son Tyson and I are going to Yellowstone for the day. And I'm super excited because I just got some fancy new binoculars for wildlife viewing, and I get to try them out for the first time today. And happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah is early this year and starts tonight, which is perfect timing because this week on Saturday, December 4th, we have another eclipse. This time it's a total solar eclipse with a new moon in Sagittarius. Now, a solar eclipse is just like a regular new moon where the moon passes between the earth and the sun. However, a solar eclipse is more powerful because the moon darkens the sun. And the strongest and most important aspect of astrology is sun conjunct moon. It gives us this boost of energy and the initiative to finally move forward. It also brings emotional balance. And this is a time when all possibilities are on the table. Whereas the last eclipse we had was about endings, this one is about beginnings. So don't you just love how all this stuff works together? We have to have endings to make space for new beginnings. So this is an excellent time for making a fresh start and making plans for the future. In Hanukkah, the celebration of lights helps guide us with a little extra light when it's dark from the solar eclipse. So this is going to be a busy eclipse time with lots of appointments, lots of meetings, social stuff, new information to process, decisions to make. And this is a good eclipse for sharing ideas and making plans, buying and selling. If you're looking to buy a house or a car or anything or sell something, this is the time. Also negotiating and meeting new people. So what's special about this eclipse is that we're ending an eclipse cycle. So since May of 2020, so kind of think back to May of 2020 and what was going on then, we have been in the eclipse cycle and we're working our way through the Sagittarius Gemini eclipse cycle. But this cycle is now coming to an end and we wrap it all up with this final new moon total solar eclipse. So reaching the end point in the eclipse cycle, it's a significant moment. It represents arriving at a new destination. It's a point in our lives where something or some part of us is fully reborn and fully integrated. So much has happened in our world since the start of this eclipse season in May of 2020. So on a collective level, we had all of the grieving that happened, clearly with COVID, and we were all forced to change our way of living. So this has been a super powerful time. I mean, events were canceled, holidays were postponed. Some of us lost our jobs. Some of us lost our people. And it is only now that we're starting to just see how the chain reaction of all this events has led to where we are today. So, you know, of course, all this energy was experienced on a collective level, but we all have our own personal stories leading up to this eclipse too. And this is a time where we may now start to see a pattern of how we were guided and where we were being asked by the universe to level up in our lives. Eclipses also represent portals into new states of consciousness. They tend to bring events that shift and transform our lives, allowing us to step into a new chapter of our soul's evolution. Okay, you're starting to get the idea of how important this is, huh? We're talking about leveling up in our lives, our soul's evolution, all this great stuff. So this eclipse, like I said, is the last step on this journey that we've been traveling. And it opens the final door on this path, and we get the rewards now from all of the hard work that we've put in through this last couple of years. This is the time where we get the present, we get the reward, we figure out what it was all for. So we get this new clarity. And the clarity, and it also feels like we're opening a new chapter. Like this chapter is done and we're moving on to the next one. So this new moon total solar eclipse, it's one of the most powerful eclipses we can experience. And in ancient times, solar eclipses were viewed as a time of great change. So, you know, I should mention that also that eclipses, it's not best to force or push things. Eclipses are powerful and they tend to direct us where we need to go. So we just need to trust in the process. Trust your instincts and don't be tempted to force things right now that are not meant to be. So if there's something in your life that's not meant to be, this is it. This is a final time where it is exiting and the new chapter is starting. And because eclipses can bring new opportunities and new beginnings to life, we just want to stay open to whatever comes our way. It may be extremely surprising. You might not have seen it coming. But then as we look back, we're like, well, of course this would be the thing. Of all that's happened over the last, you know, couple of years, of course this is the thing. So as we remember this eclipse is ending this cycle. So think back to when other significant, this is a significant time in our lives, to when other significant things ended in your life, like relationships or jobs. When they ended, sometimes you felt energized because it was over, thank God, and you were ready to move on. Other times you were exhausted and you just needed time to rest and heal before you moved on. So we're all different. So listen to your body and soul and give it what it needs. And I've talked about this before on the podcast, but every morning I set up my funnel. I picture a giant funnel, like a giant dog collar that's hundreds, even thousands of miles wide, you know, like the dog collar they put on dogs so they don't lick themselves. And this giant funnel is funneling down all the good stuff from the universe right on me. So when I picture this funnel, I ask myself, what do I want to funnel down on me today? Some days it's abundance. Some days it's peace of mind or comfort. What's important about this is every day I'm checking in with myself and I'm noticing what I need and then I am giving it to myself. So this is my visual. And of course, you know, everybody's has a different visual that works for them and you need to come up with your own. So one of my other favorites that one of my clients uses is he pictures a sushi train. So, you know, when you're out to sushi and the sushi train is coming along and you just choose which sushi you want as it goes by, he pictures that. But when it's going by, he picks what he needs for the day. So maybe he'll take a little patience as it comes by, a little self-love or whatever is needed for that day. So as solar eclipses bring powerful energy, we might really find ourselves feeling depleted or zapped leading up to it. So just like always, we want to stay hydrated and grounded and ask yourself what you need that day and then give it to yourself. The fabulous news is that this new moon total solar eclipse is a very powerful moment in the year. And it's likely, more than likely, guaranteed. First, I go likely, more than likely, now I'm to guaranteed, to bring us to the destination we have been working hard to reach this last year and a half. And what a year and a half it's been. So to recap, this is a powerful eclipse ending this big chapter in our lives and starting a new one. Like we did it. We survived this chapter and we're coming out the other side stronger, wiser, and on our path. So take some time this week to look back at how far you've come during this time, how much you've changed, and to appreciate where you are now, because we are moving forward and now we are fully in our power, ready to do what we came here to do this lifetime. Talk about fucking empowering. God dang it. I am happy for an eclipse. So as always, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. I'm off to the park and I will talk to you again next week.